call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. It is 11:30. We are scheduled to go until 3 o'clock this afternoon. We will break for lunch around noon, so we can get some time in here, get ready to go. First item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Chair Potts.
Present. Congressman Big Horse did let me know he will be just a few minutes late getting back. He's seeing with some family. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Whitehorn, will you please give us a prayer?
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Father God, we just come to you today, and we just thank you for all of the blessings that you bestow on us. We thank you for all the goodness and mercy that you exhibit toward us in your loving kindness. Be with us today as we review and do the work that's before us. Help us keep in mind that we serve all Osage people, and we have decisions before us that that we should have that in focus. I thank you for the rains that you've sent and the cooler temperatures. You have an awesome creation out there, and we thank you for that. Help us be mindful of it and treat it kindly. I ask that you be with the people today that are having sickness and health issues, and those of the people out there that are in mourning. Comfort them. Remind them that they can call on you and they can lean on you and depend on you. Lord, I ask that you be with our children, all of them. Help them know who they are in you first. Help them be proud of being Osage. All these things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. You have the draft amendments in your packets. Let's review those. I'd also like to welcome Mr. Zahn and Ms. Rivard. Thank you for coming.
Put a question mark after page 2.
Congressman Edwards.
Page 2 in the question that was submitted, just that needs a question mark, I think. See that? The motion under the motion to direct the second paragraph. Excuse me. So, just technical. You show that the committee convened at 11:13. Okay. Congressman Big Horse never came between 11:13.
Congressman Walker.
So you called the meeting to order. We didn't have a quorum. We reconvened at 8:12, and then on page 3, we recessed at 8:12.
just that time. Congressman Walker.
Bottom of page three, it's spelled out, but it's not written out.
And the title.
The numbers aren't there is what I mean to say.
Right.
Right now.
Congressman Stabler.
Congressman Walker made that note at the bottom of three, but it's also upward in the page as well. It's where it's listed.
Chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify. If I may say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Minutes are approved. Just a point of order with the clerk. The agenda for this meeting was amended to include appropriated revenue report review. Okay. So we do have appropriated revenue report review on the agenda. I think that would be a prudent place to start if the committee would like to start there before we get into consideration of any of the bills on the agenda. With that, I'll turn the floor over to Budget Analyst Sneed to work through the appropriated revenue report.
Thank you. As you can see on the screen here, this is the appropriated revenue report. This is going to reflect the committee sub that was passed yesterday and the things that were passed this morning during session. So that's going to be the judicial branch change, the attorney general change, and the passing of 1989. So we are in the green, $840,048. I'm going to go over to the legislative request. And we don't have any for the general fund. And you can see retained revenue sits at, as things sit today, at $811,195.
Couple of amendments on the floor.
Correct. I was just going to walk through that as well. The amendments on the floor of retained revenue, just so that everybody can be aware of these totals as we're watching them right now. Budget analysts need a, if you could put, I believe there's one amendment for 750.
Two.
There's two amendments. Yeah. One amendment can move it to 750,000.
Right.
So go ahead and plug that for economic development. That amendment passes, here we are. There's also an amendment that could move it to 250,000. That amendment passes, here we are. If neither one passes, we are
500.
Here we are. Any questions on the balance of retained revenue? Okay, back to general funds, currently standing at 840. The only other bill that I'm aware of is ONCA 1991. It does not have an amount in it at this point, but that is the base pay adjustment bill. So that is something that we have on our agenda here today that we'll put an amount of number in, or a dollar amount in that bill, so we do need to be aware of that. Any further questions? Any further questions? Okay, seeing none, I would love to entertain a motion to approve this and have it disseminated as is right now, so that members of Congress can review it over the weekend and know exactly where we're at.
Can I have a discussion about it and then I'll make a motion? I think that it needs to have, if we're going to send it out in this form, it needs to have a notation that this is, okay, this is where everything currently stands with amendments that were adopted, correct? They've already been adopted, and it still needs to pass through Congress. Is that correct?
To my knowledge, and Ms. Steed, you can clarify, the amendments that were adopted this morning were judicial, the Attorney General, and $19.89, the CASA donation. So those numbers are included here. So I would be in favor of an approved appropriated revenue report with a budget narrative from the budget analyst.
That states what exactly the, so yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve the appropriated revenue report dated 9/20/2019 to distribute to Congress with a narrative explaining the state of the numbers.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Congressman Walker.
You know, I should have caught this the first time we looked at it, but I think if somebody were just looking at it, they would look at tribal projected revenue at $53,821,000. And then under total appropriations, it says appropriation / tribal projected revenue. Well, that doesn't equal $53,821,000. I just think there needs to be some sort of asterisk. Well, there is Osage Nation shall not appropriate tribal funds that exceed 98%. Okay, never mind. That's good enough.
There's a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, motion is approved. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1977. We also still have on our agenda ONCA 1991 and ONCA 1971. ONCA 1986 was reported out by our committee yesterday, so we do not and will not be considering that today. Ready to start with 1977 if the committee wishes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Questions. Can I start with questions?
Regarding what?
If we're going to do 1977, I'll relinquish the chair to Congressman Walker.
ONCA 1977, if anybody doesn't know, is an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $25,857,782 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsors Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how do you want to get this thing started?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I see the treasurer stepped up to the podium. I was going to say, you're welcome to sit with us if you'd like. What I know that still needs to be done today, there are the committee reports that need to be worked through to make sure that the adoption of the committee sub did not alter any of the committee reports or any amendments that were made from the committees of jurisdiction. And then also we need to review, I believe, 10 or so budgets that have been, I think 7 or 8 actually, that have been changed in the support documentation that we received yesterday. So we also need to review those to make amendments to incorporate those. Those are the two things that I know that need to happen on 1977 today.
Okay. Sounds like we've got some work to do. Treasurer Littleton.
Yeah, I apologize for not, if I don't use the right terminology. I know you can, with your experience in the government, that you'll maybe be able to phrase this in a better way, but I would like for the opportunity, we received the committee substitute yesterday afternoon at some point in time. Then those were distributed back to the executive, and then also our directors are looking at them. And we don't really have a clear picture yet as to how this all fits together, but, and this is where I'm a little confused on the direct, what terminology I should use, but I'll just say that if there's going to be cuts in the executive budget, I would request that you allow the executive to do their job and just tell us how much you want cut, and let us go in and look at those budgets, visit with our directors, get their suggestions on what they think they can cut out of their budget, and not just stay on the salary line. Because if I understand correctly, one of the discussions yesterday, and it may have been a motion, but if we take salaries back to what I understood, October 1, 2018, I got a lot of no's, so that, okay.
Congressman Potts, you brought forth a committee substitute. Do you want to
continue?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so if that's incorrect, I understood it incorrectly. But I also know that there's a lot of other people from the executive branch that understood it that way. We don't want to punish good employees for if we don't have to. So I don't know if it's called postpone, if I beg for more time, or what, but we would like the opportunity for the executive branch to look at what we have left to budget and let us and our directors decide what they feel like would be a appropriate cut for their programs.
Committee? Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, first of all, I believe that the date of the wages was set for July 31st, because that was the last financial that we had at that time. So they're set at July 31st, 2019, not October.
2019?
2019.
Okay.
And so that should make a huge difference.
That would, yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So the way I understand what's happening is the starting point is July 2019. There is a bill that provides a lump sum for base pay adjustments.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but it doesn't have numbers in it, does
it? Right, not yet. And then I have a note here to ask about the market study that went on this year, which I don't believe the law provides that you have to incorporate the market study into the salary and wage line item. It just says that you're supposed to do one. And then I wanted to know about the inconsistencies and any investigation that's going on with respect to the market study.
Is that directed at anyone in particular, Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, I was going to make a motion to ask the chair to
request that of the Director of Human Resources and the Treasurer. But I mean, to me, that's one of the things that's troubling me about going forward with awarding market study increases that are not base pay increases. Because I hear that there are inconsistencies, and I'd like that documented so that I'm not just acting on hearsay. That's a legal term.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would support a motion in that effect so that our employees know we're not trying to punish employees either. Many members of this Congress are hearing that there are irregularities with the market study that have occurred. We are hearing that the implementation of how that process was conducted is not necessarily in accordance with Osage law. Those numbers have been incorporated into these budgets. If we have a problem in the fundamentals of what makes up this budget, it needs to be corrected, not just approved by a budget and continue to go on down the road. So to echo what Congresswoman Edwards is saying, it's not just one member of Congress hearing this. It is being heard by this Congress. So I would support a motion like that, and I would love if Treasurer Littleton can provide a little bit of insight as to that impact right now.
So, Treasurer Littleton. Speak? Okay, thank you. With some discussion with the executive and the HR director, we've heard you. I think that study has already begun, and but also the HR director told me that may take 6 months to look at everything that we really feel like needs to be looked at. You guys know your calendar. I don't know that I can suggest a happy median there other than, give us the opportunity to go back and deal with our cuts. And at that point, once we know all the facts, we're going to be better equipped to be able to address that salary and wage number.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, I think. Congresswoman Edwards and Congresswoman Stabler.
It's okay, I'm going to address Treasurer Littleton. Treasurer, knowing what we've done here at the table with the committee substitute, I don't believe that any member sitting here at this appropriation committee has done it from a punitive vantage point to the employees. So I want that to be very clear. What we are looking at is we've gone back to the latest financial statement of the month of July 2019. I know you've been told this before. And we've taken all of the salary and wages that department program entity is operating on currently right now. So that to us, that means we have not cut anybody's salary. As Congresswoman Edwards says, we're concerned about all of the base pay adjustments that are in there, especially hearing about the discrepancies in those and the way it's been applied according to law. To me, the best thing to do, since a study's going to take 6 months, is continue where we currently are on the pay rate for all of our employees here at the nation and get this straightened out now. If we just go ahead and pass out a budget unknowingly, then to me that just perpetuates this until next year. So I still want to repeat, this is not punitive. We have no intentions of cutting anybody's salary. So once you guys can review this somewhat, we're going to need to keep working forward. I think it's going to be here on the table. And if you guys can show us that you've cut somebody out here, then that's when we need to make an amendment to adjust that, because that is not the intention of anybody that I have ever heard discuss this moving forward in this way. So thank you
for bringing that to our attention. So I realize you guys need to look at it and absorb it also, and we're going to consider what you tell us about that, or I will, speaking for myself. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson, I've got Congresswoman Edwards, then Congresswoman Stabler, then Jason's on, and then you. Good. I understand if it's something directly, well, there's going to be plenty of back and forth and rebuttal, and so Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I just wanted to make clear that in addition to some of the things that we've heard, we experienced it firsthand in this branch of government. And as a result, we did not take the recommendations of the market study with respect to the legislative branch because of the concerns of the inconsistencies. So I wanted to make that clear. But second, one place I think we might have an issue is the chief's office, because I believe yesterday when we looked, we saw that the chief's office salaries had dropped almost $300,000 from the time we appropriated funds
for
FY19 until July, and those monies looked to be about $300,000 less than what was appropriated. It was hard to understand how they were paying those salaries, but that one was one. And then, so I think we need to look at that, because it's possible that the $400,000 that was actually shown in the July budget for the Office of the Chiefs does not accurately reflect the salaries that are being paid out. We can look at that more closely if we need to.
I'd be willing to bet that we will. Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, I believe Mr. Zahn has some differing information, and we're going to want to look at that. We might go ahead and look at that today. But I also want to say that I, without reiterating what everybody else has said, I just want to go back to Mr. Littleton's question, and I'm for postponing a decision. We can go ahead and discuss, but I'm willing for postponing a decision till Monday for certain, till we hear what their amendments are. Make that in a motion if I need to.
We'll get there. Mr. Zahn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I just wanted to let you know that by the committee sub that was passed yesterday cut our salaries by 36% at the chief's office in the amount of $259,899. Benefits decreased $32,442. And our IDC increased by $2,845.
Should we look at that?
Because this year we are funded in program 003, which is tribal 50%, and also program 990 IDC. The 2020 request was 100% tribal, 0% IDC.
Well, this might provide a good place to start. Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir. Thank you. First, I got a text from the HR director, and you know, forgive me. We're unaware of any kind of investigation that was referred to earlier, but I got some information from the controller, and I understand intention and all that stuff, but unintended consequences, it appears, that 54 employees, according to the Treasury, are going to lose pay increases they receive due to certificates, educations, et cetera, and 191 employees are going to lose pay increases for performance evaluations. So it may not have been the intent of the Congress, but therein lies the unintended consequences. So I just want to let y'all have those numbers.
Okay. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe Treasurer Littleton alluded that they were aware of some irregularities. And I believe he said investigation. I don't know, and I'm not trying to put words in the treasurer's mouth, but we are aware of them at this table. If the executive branch is not aware, they need to be made aware. So I would support a motion requesting something be brought to light. We're hearing it from multiple sources. We need to confirm it. Second, the numbers that were just stated by Director Johnson, that may be the case that those are the numbers, but I believe from Treasurer Littleton that would be the case if we went back to October 1 of 18, which is not what this committee substitute does. The committee substitute goes back to July of 2019. So those numbers may need to be reworked. But I would also say that this highlights the importance of getting into law a new merit system of employment to replace the Workforce Pay for Performance Act, because what we have pointed out at this table continually again is HR policy is not fully in compliance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act. For instance, the Workforce Pay for Performance Act doesn't contemplate base pay adjustments for educational attainment or certifications.
Right.
It doesn't. By law, it does not. It's not saying that policy cannot allow for that, but it's a case where a policy of the executive branch has put something into place that we may not be able to sustain. That's a problem. We've brought that to the table I don't know how many times. So by going back to July 2019, if it was in the budget in July 2019, these numbers would bear out that it's there for the next fiscal year. There are adjustments that still need to be made. I agree. That's what we need to get into.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, to me, this underscores the need for the kinds of reports that we like to see that are broad reports, like what is the total number of base pay adjustments requested? What is the total number of market study adjustments requested? How is the cash equivalent of officials addressed in these lines? Those are three that I can think of. And then I agree that yesterday we heard in a meeting that this is all policy. Well, when policy starts impacting the bottom line by, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it's the Congress's responsibility to figure out how to make all this work, we have to rely on the law. And if the policy doesn't allow us to do our job, then we have to do our job and defer and disregard the policy of another branch of government. We have to appropriate funds that we have. So I'm still in favor of hearing about lump sums, overall number of positions proposed, the salary level, the indirect cost level, the benefit level, all those kinds of broad requests that we've been making. I think those are the key to getting to a number, myself.
True. We have a lot of work to do, and we're not going to finish by 3 o'clock today, or Congresswoman Stabler, by Monday either, in my opinion. We have a full week's worth of work to do. I agree with what I think I heard you say is I look forward to some recommendations from the executive branch. And that's not going to come today, at least in a comprehensive manner. Congressman Potts said he wanted to break at 12 o'clock. It's 12:04. We've kind of had an opportunity to say some opening remarks. So at this time, I think we should recess. Entertain a motion for recess.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to recess with a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay, we're in recess.
When are we going to reconvene?
Until 1 o'clock, isn't that what you said? 12:45?
Let's do 12:45. Okay. Does that work for the committee?
Okay. Can we invite the treasurer to join us for lunch?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We're in recess until 12:45.
Thank you.
I think we should continue.
I think you did.
Pardon me? I did.
He said, did I say the word investigation?
I would, let's not. Let's.
First time?
I know, but it's going to teeter things.
You want to bite the.
It should.